Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of a cooperative structure and spirit, employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and its participants. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking to finance your cattle operation, our staff's knowledge and experience in the industry is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit, 800-310-0220.
Farm Assure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. Farm Assure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's Farm Assure.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk about these livestock futures yesterday. Another interesting day. The live cattle futures mostly positive. Feeder cattle futures, though, were triple-digit lows yesterday, along with the hogs.
Yeah, it was a mixed trading session yesterday, Dave, as we did see new lows made in most of our cattle complex yesterday. And as Dave indicated, the live cattle closed mostly on the positive side as they've recovered from the downside. The feeders also had a very good recovery off their lows, even though we did see triple-digit losses in the feeders. We also saw, after the pit close, even more gains to the upside in both live cattle and feeder cattle, which is encouraging that maybe we're open a little better this morning. Now, lean hogs, as Dave said, closed negative. More new contract lows in February and April. The pork cutouts continued lower also. And we did see some cash cattle trade yesterday at 160. We saw choice box beef down $1.57 yesterday. Selects down 19 cents. Total movement of 172 loads. The daily cattle slaughter, 110,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 92 cents. On the close yesterday, April cattle were 62 lower. March feeders down $1.07. April lean hogs $1.85 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we turn our attention to the grain futures yesterday, boy, nice day for the grains. Decent gains across the board yesterday.
That's correct, Dave. Really nice upside, but really no concrete bullish news to go along with it. But the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans all closed positive, with the best gains taking place in the wheat and the soybeans. Now, there's no other fresh news to pass along. We will be watching this morning for the release of the monthly U.S. non-farm payroll and unemployment rates. And we saw overnight trade to the upside as we saw follow-through buying from Thursday, stronger closes in our wheat, corn, and soybeans. Here at 717, the March KC wheat's up 6.5 cents. March corn's up 2.25. March soybeans 4.25 higher. March cotton down 44 points. The March crude oil is $1.08 higher. March dollar index is 3 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures currently 14 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Well, Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866 Go to Tom.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. You have a nice weekend, and we'll visit with you again on Monday. Look forward to that. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.